We hope you know that you don't need to fear death if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now listen to the story of a man who discovered you don't need to fear life, even without arms or legs, when Jesus lives in your heart. He's Nick Vujicic, and even though he was indeed born without arms or legs, this is his attitude toward being, quote, disabled.
We are all disabled, but when we go by faith, you put a G-O in front of the word disabled, and it spells God is abled. And may God continue to bless you and strengthen you.
God has enabled Nick to build an international ministry called Life Without Limbs, and the work he and his team have done is truly amazing.
By the grace of God, we've been in 54 countries, spoken 2,600 times to 5.5 million people face-to-face. Last year alone, we planned a worldwide tour, world outreach. So by the grace of God, we preached in 26 countries, and every single one of those countries had stadiums. God put us in front of 7 presidents and speak at 5 congresses last year.
In addition to that, in just the past year,
12 countries agreed to, on a mainstream TV, live broadcast my testimony of how Jesus changed my life to the entire country. Doesn't happen here in the United States, but it happened in 26 countries, with 12 live broadcasting to 80% of their country. So by the grace of God last year, 400 million people heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are just so thankful, and we feel, though, in our hearts that the next 4 years, our focus will be on the United States of America. We ask for God to just be with us wherever we go and just trying to be a good steward of using technology.
Nick's parents made sure that as a child, he came to know that his life belonged to and would be enriched by Jesus Christ, and that even with the ways in which he was different from other kids, he was blessed.
I was a PK. Talk about a disability. I went to church every Sunday, and I learned about Jesus every day, whether it was a verse for the day or whether it was just encouragement. We're just so thankful because we had no idea that God would use me to be his hands and feet without arms and legs. And that's just God who can exceedingly abundantly do more than we can ever ask, imagine, or attain.
There were times of discouragement when he was young.
I said, God, if you could give me arms and legs miraculously, Lord, here I am, use me. I'll go on Oprah Winfrey's show and I'll preach the gospel. I just want to show the world that you're real. Out of great intentions, I prayed for a miracle and got discouraged when a miracle didn't come. Now today I have a pair of shoes in my closet just in case he says yes.
That kind of insight, hope, and faithful looking forward toward the future is a reflection of his seeing what God had in store for him, and indeed for anyone.
More than arms and legs, I want purpose. More than arms and legs, I want eternal life. And more than arms and legs, I want you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for arms and legs, but if you do not give me arms and legs, just use me. Now, by the grace of God, the doors have opened up, and we're just trying to be faithful. It's not about us, it's all about Jesus. When you don't get a miracle, you can still be a miracle for someone else.
Nick's a motivational speaker who's welcomed into public schools and other places. His YouTube videos have millions of views. Wherever his message is being heard, it's always the same.
I just want you to know that it's not about Nick. It's not about me being any hope. It's about Jesus, 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 Jesus.
By the way, Nick and his wife are the proud parents of a little boy who celebrated his first birthday earlier this year. I'm Mike McLean.